we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Let me talk about another issue. Again, is the southern border. The southern border that we're seeing is absolutely hurting the American people. It's hurting everything. Now, Dr. Phil, he started out with Oprah Winfrey. And I'm wondering what the conversation like with between him and Oprah Winfrey is right now. I'm just kind of curious because he's actually calling out all of the wokeism and he's calling out all of the terrorist possible acts that's going to happen in the United States of America. And Oprah Winfrey, she's completely the opposite of that. She's for it all. He's a rich man, split screen it. He's a rich man, not as rich as Oprah Winfrey, but maybe that's the problem, right? Maybe he needs to become rich like her and then he'll go completely woke. I don't think so. Listen to what he's saying about the southern border.
So I met up with a U.S. southern border expert, Jason Jones. He says human trafficking at the border is the largest U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11.
I appreciate you talking to us. You got a handful of wristbands here, and I want to start by just having you tell us what these are.
What Americans need to know is that what I'm holding in my hand here today is America's new slave trade. And I mean that to the very core of who I am. Just as Border Patrol began seeing overwhelming numbers hit our southern border in 21, so did the cartel. So they had to make an adjustment. And what they realized as they were being overrun is, my God, these people can be the gift that keeps giving. We can now go from the smuggling of people into the trafficking of people. So this is debt bondage. In other words, if in the old days, the cartels didn't care where you came from, what country you came from. To cross that river right there was $100 on average. But when we got overrun, they said, we can send them throughout the country and we can keep them indebted to us for years, if not decades to come. So they began collecting what we call their personal identifying information. And once they found out their country of origin, where they came from, their mother's name, their father's, their home, their phone number, and then they figured out where they were going, they got a wristband. At the time when this started, it was $2,500 just for a Mexican citizen to cross, $3,000 for a Central American, $5,000 for a Chinese, and if you were Russian or Middle Eastern, $9,000. Well, these migrants didn't have that money, and they knew it, and they began putting these on them. So now here's where we are today. They cross with these wristbands on them, and then we send them throughout the country. They spread a virus of debt bondage where these people, for years if not decades, are now indebted to a criminal organization in a foreign country who really should be a terrorist organization. Doc, we have never been here as a nation, and this one is from a child.
You said it could be as young as a 10-month-old child.
I've seen it on a 10-day-old child.
A 10-day-old child?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if the people that make it across don't pay that indebtedness for the next year, 10 years, or whatever, then their family's going to pay for it, okay? So they're controlling getting this child across the river, and they know the family roots of this child. And what do they do with that information? They hold them hostage.
That's exactly right. Not only are they indebted on our side in the United States, but yet their family in the country where they came from can be held accountable. This is a tectonic shift and their normal operation.
So what are they doing to pay this off?
How many of them have skill sets? Many of them don't. So now this is where many of the women are going to go into commercial sex. This is where many of the men are going to become burglars, robbers, drug dealers, all to pay these organizations in a foreign country. But the problem here is this isn't the story that's being told to the American people. Most of the media comes down here with the best intentions. They see migrants, they stick a microphone in their face, and America believes that what we're dealing with down here is an immigration issue, and that's not wrong. That is one part of this. But when you look at this in the totality, the trafficking of men, women, and children, people from China coming across, who then work with the cartels and long-haul smugglers globally, today we are seeing a synergy within the criminal underworld, Doc, we have never seen. It is now, in 2024, all about public safety because the problem set is here, and it is among us.
The estimates are, since the new administration, and I'm not political at all, I'm just trying to put a marker down time-wise, that 6 million people have come across the border. I've also heard that it's closer to 15 and up million people have come across the border. Where do you put that number?
10.5 million under the last administration. That's not a perception. That's not a feeling. Anybody watching right now can go to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, look at the data on the website, and it'll show you. And then you add 2 million known gotaways to that.
And how many of them have come in under this kind of bondage?
We don't know.
You know what? I actually have some of those. I actually have some of those badges when I've been down to the southern border, grabbing them down there, reporting on it. I actually have some, and they use them to tag people like cattle. And it is another form of slavery. And guess who's doing the slavery? Guess who's pushing it? The Democrat Party. Once again, the common denominator in all of this is the Democrat Party. There's over 400,000 children missing as of today, and not a single Democrat is concerned about it. None of them are concerned about it. Not a single one. It's like they're completely fine with it. Oh, children are missing. Okay, don't even pay attention to that. Mayorkas should be impeached, and in that Senate, he was impeached in the House, but in the Senate, Chuck Schumer is trying to table it.
Yeah, he's saying,
but it's a constitutional duty. If they're impeaching the House, it's a constitutional duty in the Senate for them to take it up. Well, they don't want to take it up in the Senate, even though they have control of the Senate, meaning that they can go ahead and go through the trial and say that he's not guilty and he will still have his job. But they don't want to do that because then information will come out that they don't want people to know.
I mean, do you think the truth will ever come out? I mean, I pray Trump comes in well, but will he be able to expose this? And just think of all the families and everybody that's just been displaced, that's been put in harm's way because of this. Could we ever get it back right? Because it's been so disastrous, not only for here in America, for these young people, but he even said for the people back home. And why? And you know, a lot of these people, they don't even give the choice to do it. They threaten them. They take the children. They do all these things, and there's nothing these people can do about it.
Nope. And the scary thing is, some of these people, they sell their children.
And that's true, too.
Some of them sell their children for nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Probably promises. They get promises.
And I mean, nothing. There's not a single dollar amount on the planet that I can even think of that I would sell my child.
Do you think that they think that as long as they get to America, it'll be better for them?
Some of them do think that.
Some of them
do think that, but they don't realize that they're selling their child into slave trade. What a horrible thing to do. It's horrible. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.